And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I've been on the air for 25 years, and here I am. I'm still at it. My message has always been the same. You get upset too easily. You get upset in little ways and in big ways, and then you say the wrong thing or you do the wrong thing, and a series of wrong moves and wrong words adds up to a ruined life. And so, we don't want to have a wrong life. You don't have to look back and say, somehow it didn't work out. That's the tragedy of a lot of people, a lot of maybe your parents, your friends, some of the adults that you knew when you were a kid. They look back on their life and they said, well, I did the best I could, but it didn't work out. My kids, you know, they ended up, communication was bad, and my wife and I broke up, and my husband and I, why, we didn't get along, and I had an argument with my brother, and we never spoke to each other again. Somehow, you know, it just didn't work out. So you don't want to say that. You don't have to say that. Now, maybe things have not worked out, and undoubtedly they haven't. But it doesn't mean that things can't change for the better. There's a remarkable power for good that is available. But in order to find it, you need to have a little attitude adjustment. Okay? Now, it doesn't matter to me whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian, or whether you're an atheist or a Buddhist, or I don't care what you are. You're a human being. And as a human being, we're all the same. And so therefore, I want to talk to you from the heart. And I want to also tell you that time is a-wasting. Time is a-wasting. You can't assume that you're going to have all the time in the world to make these changes. This may be the time to begin. Today may be the day to begin. Or this week. If I say today, then you might put a pressure on yourself. And if you try to pressure yourself, in the past you've always tried to change yourself. You've tried to set goals and make everything right. You rolled up your sleeves and you began to lose weight and you exercised more and you made some affirmations that you were going to be nice and you were going to be patient with your kids and you weren't going to get in a fight with your husband, and you made all these promises to yourself. But what happened to all those promises and those affirmations and those self-help programs? Somehow they didn't work out. So what you need is something else, and it begins with a little attitude adjustment. What you have to see is that up until now, if you're like most people, you've been selfish. Now, we're born selfish. That's the way we're born. When we're kids, you know, kids can't help but be selfish. They're just little kids, that's all. Then when you're a teenager, well, what happened there was a lot of pressure put on you. Peer pressure, school pressure, ambition pressure, study pressure, pressure everywhere. From coaches, from parents, from teachers, from the peer group. And it made you very self-conscious and, in a way, more selfish because of your self-consciousness. It wasn't your fault. See, you were subjected to those pressures. You should have been protected from those pressures, but instead, there they were. Often from parents and authorities who should have been there protecting you, and instead they were pressuring you. So what happened is then it became just wanting to survive. See, there's a certain selfishness there, but again, you can't be blamed for that. But now that you're older, it's time to start realizing that selfishness is part of your problem. More about this after this important announcement. Hello, this is Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Some of you aren't doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing and then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you not get upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the easy meditation. When you lead with calmness, it's easier to be patient, helpful, and kind. So why not give it a try? It's free. It's called the Easy Meditation. You can find a complimentary version at www.easymeditation.tk. That's easymeditation.tk.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. This is Pastor Roland. We're talking about selfishness, and I said we're all born selfish, and then we're pressured, and then it becomes just trying to survive. And then we become defensive. See, when you're pressured by peers and parents and everyone else, why, you become defensive. And not only are you pressured, but, you know, you're perhaps bullied, or people do things to you, or they steal your stuff or break into your car and, see, say things behind your back, cruel things for no reason. And so you see how that could make you defensive. So what the world does, your culture, the world around you, including your family, what they've done is they have basically nurtured and fostered what was wrong with you. See, your selfishness. You see, we're naturally selfish. It's not our fault. But then when people prod us and poke us and tease us and challenge us and pressure us, see, and are cruel to us in such a way that all it does is enhance and make us more selfish. So that's why we end up resenting them. That's right, we resent them. Because everything they do makes us worse. And then when they praise us, then there's the other thing. See, they praise you, and they feel sorry for you, and they spoil you, and they condescendingly, you know, feel sorry for you, or they tell you how great you are and how wonderful, and they pressure you and how smart you are and how you should be doing better because you're so smart. Everything they do, it seems like every single thing that they do. See, they can't get it right. Everything they do feeds your selfishness. See, sometimes they're too permissive. See, where they should have put their foot down and said, no, you can't go out after midnight. No, you can't smoke marijuana. See, no, you can't go out with those people. They're not a good crowd to hang with. See, that's what they should have said. But your dad wasn't even there for you, possibly. And your mom, well, see, she was sometimes too nice or too, so they let you get away with stuff you shouldn't have. They put you in a terrible school environment, and so they put you in a place where bad things would happen. So that wasn't good. But then sometimes they were too strict when they could have been kind. Well, then they were too strict, and they lowered the boom on you, and acted like you were a terrible person, and blamed you and accused you. And what did that do? That fostered your selfishness too. It made you resentful and hateful and defensive. See? So nobody got it right. They didn't get it right. And your friends, of course, your friends, some of them were kind to you. You know, they were good-natured, but their love, the love of your friends was a supportive type of love. See, it's a supportive love that only, see, caters to your weakness and your wrongness and your selfishness. See, what you need is some kind of a special love, a love that doesn't cater to you, doesn't pressure you, and doesn't feel sorry for you, and doesn't feed your selfishness, but instead it helps you to be unselfish. See? It helps you to rise to the occasion and be noble. So there, like I said earlier, there is a power, a very great power that is available, and it's a restraining power. See, it restrains your selfishness. It restrains your resentments and your hatreds and your angers and your mood, your bad moods and your unhappiness. It restrains it. It softens it. See? And eventually, well, it gets rid of them. But what it is well, it's actually from God. Now, I don't have the luxury. See, I only have 15 minutes. This is an infomercial. I buy this airtime from my own pocket. I pay for it myself. That's how much I care about this sort of thing. And it's a thankless job. I rarely hear from people. Okay? But I buy the airtime, and I only can afford 15 minutes, so you may never hear me again. So write down my web address. Because what you need is to reconnect with your parent spirit, with God. And you can't do it through a church or through another person or through any middleman. You have to do it. It has to be a direct thing. Okay, you have to find God within. Okay, now the Christians talk about that a lot of times, but they don't know how to make it happen. What you need is to stop trying to save yourself and stop trying to struggle with your own failings and be willing to see, there's the little attitude part, be willing to see your error. See, instead of resenting seeing it. See, what happened is the people on the outside made you so defensive that you began to resent criticism. But when your conscience makes you aware that you've made a boo-boo, then don't resent your conscience because it's from God. I want to help you refine and become a friend of your conscience and your intuition with the help of a little Christian meditation that I've made. It helps you to become still and calm and come back into the present and out of your negative thoughts. And then you'll be able to go out in the world and deal with the pressures. Okay? You'll be able to cope with the pressures. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a kind of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, this is Pastor Roland. I've been talking about how we're naturally selfish and how you must overcome your selfishness. See, you need to be saved from your selfishness. You need a power greater than you. You've heard the term a higher power, okay? Some people say that. Instead of saying God, they say a higher power, okay? That's like, you know, if you're a dad and then you hear your kids talk about you, they say, that's my old man. Remember that term from, I don't know if people still use it anymore, my old man, okay? Well, a higher power, that's not quite it. Okay, or you hear people say the man upstairs, well, that's a little bit better. But how about Father, our Heavenly Father? See, you know, you have a Heavenly Father. You didn't know that, did you? See, look around and see how important Father is. Father's very important. Okay? Well, who made the whole idea of Father? Who created this whole concept? Well, it was God. He created it. So what you need is to somehow begin to find your Heavenly Father. And know that He exists. See, right now you may not know that He exists. Even if you talk about Him and sing about Him and go to services about Him, you may not really know that He exists. You've heard that He exists. You want Him to exist. Maybe it's a make-believe type of thing. But wouldn't it be nice if you really, really knew? Not an emotional thing. You really knew that He exists. That'd be a really nice thing. Okay? It would take away doubt. How do you find out? Well, all you can do is yearn. Yearn for Him. Yearn for the Father you've never known. Okay? Yearn for the Father you've never known. And then, if you could get a little closer to Him, see, then you could benefit from His restraining power. His restraining power. See, all of these things that we have, all of these anxieties and unhappiness and these bad moods and all these torments that we have on the inside, mental torments and voices and all of these things, not to mention our angers and our fits of rage and our, see, frustrations and all of these things. See, if you could learn to walk with God, see, it would have a wonderful mitigating effect on your life and on your it would calm your emotions. It would calm the stormy seas. Okay? And then it would also, see, the meditation that I have, it helps you to get back in touch with this restraining power from God. See, that's what you need. You need a power greater than yourself. You've always tried to save yourself. You so much want there to be good that you sometimes will do make it into a make-believe thing. See, and you think that if you make enough affirmations and drum up enough emotions, see, then you can convince yourself that it's real. But what you need is a power greater than you. So much so that you sense a power greater than you. That's what you need, that power greater than you to restrain you from your aberrant behaviors. See, a lot of people, for example, you have a lot of people that are acting out. You see them ranting and screaming and saying, you know, doing bad things. A lot of kids do that, but adults do too. See, you see them doing that, and what are they looking for, really? They're looking for someone to gently, but firm, gently and firmly restrain them with a force called love. See, with a force called love. So I'll talk more about this after this. See, what I'm talking about is very difficult to talk about. It's amazing that I can talk about it at all. This is very important. Your whole life could hinge upon whether you understand what I'm saying and begin to move toward your Heavenly Father in a real way. Want to try the free Christian meditation? Visit talktoapastor.org. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the easy meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the easy meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Yes, that was a good little announcement I made there. Yes, the meditation is very important. That's the bread and butter of what I have. It can really, really help you to refine this restraining power that I was talking about, and help you find the spiritual side of life for real. See, a lot of you have suffered a lot of things. You've been abused. You've been used. You've been neglected. You've been hurt. And you've hurt others. Yes, and you've used others. There's a lot of unfinished business. See, and it's buried down there, and you don't know how to face it because you know of yourself. If you try to deal with it, all you do is dredge it up. And what you need is to look at past mistakes in the light of new understanding. To look at past mistakes in the light of new understanding. You need new understanding. And this understanding comes from God. See, He can enlighten your mind. And if He's there, see, and He enlightens your mind, and you know that He's there, and then when you see something that happened in the past, it no longer is troubling. It no longer is something that you can't face because now you're just looking at it in the light, in God's light, and with Him there. You see what I mean? Now, some of you are going to have to start responding. I've been on the air over a year here in Southern California. I'm not getting any response. So that's not good. You have to remember now that everything that I say is very nice. But if you don't respond, see, if you don't respond, it doesn't do you any good. And if you say, oh, yeah, that's great, that's a good program. But if you don't respond, if I never hear from you, if you don't send a little email, thank you, Roland. See, if you don't help to support me a little bit so that I can stay on the air, see, well, then that's not good. That is not good. Okay? But the blessings would be there if you were to respond. The blessings would be there for you, okay? Well, all right, so we're talking about selfishness. And I said you need something to restrain your selfishness. But I wanted to talk about this restraining power, this power of love. We need to know there's something greater than us that loves us and that doesn't judge us. See, people have always judged you. They've always judged you. See? But you need someone who loves you and doesn't judge you and doesn't use you. But yet it's powerful and not weak. See, a lot of the love in the world is wimpy and sugary and supportive and reassuring, but there's something phony about it. Then there's something about it that's not helpful, that doesn't really help you to grow. So we all need to be stopped. We need to be corrected. That's what we need, is correction. But I wanted to, just to give you a little analogy, okay? Just a little analogy. When I was a teenager, maybe 16 years old, I don't know, 15 maybe, 14. No, I think it was maybe 13 or 14. It was summertime, and my mom was working, and so I was kind of home all the time, and there was nothing to do, so my mom said, why don't you go and take some swimming lessons? They had free swimming lessons, or cheap ones at the YMCA, I think. So I went for swimming lessons. But I couldn't learn how to swim. I just clung on the side of the water, and I refused to, after all the lessons, and everybody else was swimming, and I wasn't doing it. So finally, the swim coach, he said, let's do it. So he came, and He took me out in the water, and he wanted to get me to float on my back or on my tummy, I can't remember what it was, and then move my arms and then start to swim. But you know what? I fought him. I pushed him and fought and probably hit at him and my fists at him, and I was fighting and flailing away, but with great strength, but with kindness, with firm but gentle strength, he got me out into the water. And guess what? Within a few minutes, I had actually began to learn to swim for the first time. So you see what I mean? His was a firm love. Okay, but it was strength with kindness. That's what we all need. And incidentally, that's what God has. My name is Pastor Roland. I thank you for listening. Be sure to start responding if you can to this message. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. We're talking about love today, about a restraining love, which is what we all need. Those of you around the country, most of you are getting the 15-minute version. I want you to know that the whole program is 30 minutes long, so you really ought to listen to the whole 30 minutes. The second half was beautiful. So go to talktoapastor.org, and there you can listen to the whole 30-minute program and some of my past programs, too, and you can get a free version of the meditation. A free version of the complimentary meditation could be just what you need. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.